I think the church in the West today has certain encouraging signs, at least in North America. There are a great number of young ministers who've embraced the doctrines of grace, really believe, say, the 5 points of Calvinism strongly, preach them. And that's encouraging as far as it goes. What troubles me is three things. Number one, the church needs to go back to the Puritan emphasis on the regulative principle of worship, that nothing done in the worship service should be foreign to New Testament worship. And with a lot of the contemporary worship going on and ministers and sessions or consistories trying to please people and give them what they want in worship instead of going by what Scripture says worship is to be, I find that gravely negligent and damaging to the church. And I'm hoping and praying that this revived interest in Reformed theology in terms of soteriology would also carry over into ecclesiology in terms of worship. I think that's a dire need. Secondly, I think we live in a day in which the Christian church is far, far, far too permeated with worldliness. And what I'm missing in the new movement, whether you call it New Calvinism or other things, is this sense of godliness in the lives of many. I'm not saying all, of course, but it just seems like an oxymoron to me to believe in the 5 points of Calvinism and not to believe in a strong piety, a strong godliness like the Puritans and the Reformers embraced. And so I'm longing for the day when this movement will not only embrace the 5 points of Calvinism, but also a godly lifestyle and godly worship. And that leads me to my third thing, which I think is maybe the most important of all, is I think we need in the West more of what the Reformers and Puritans had. In fact, what America had until the 1830s with Charles Finney was all the notable preachers were called Reformed experiential preachers because they spoke from the heart of the preacher, exegeting the passage to the hearts of the people, the hearts of God's people. And to me, that's absolutely critical. And so we need to preach about our backsliding ways. We need to preach about how things should go in the Christian's life, the Romans 8 scenario. We need to preach about Romans 7, the how things do go in the Christian life, the struggles, the holy warfare. We need to preach about the end goal, Revelation 21, the glories that are yet to come, and being with Christ in heaven, and things that really resonate with the experience of the heart without falling into experientialism for its own sake. G.I. Packer put it well when he said, we need to return to what the Puritans had, where they would trace out the work of the Spirit in their soul, not to end in themselves, but so as to give all the glory to God. And so, all my life I've been trying to promote Reformed experiential preaching, and I do believe that there's some ripeness for it today. In fact, Crossway Books is just publishing my book on Reformed experiential preaching, simply called Reformed Preaching. The subtitle is Preaching from the Heart of the Preacher to the Hearts of God's People. And actually, it's, as I speak now, it's being published this week. And I'm hoping and praying that God will bless this very first book ever written on this subject. Charles Bridges has a couple chapters in his Christian ministry, but I'm praying that God will bless it to many, many preachers, because I think problems in the churches in the West begin in the pulpit, with a lack of experiential preaching, a kind of levity in the pulpit that takes away from the spirit of godliness, and a willingness to abandon the regulative principle of worship. So I think these three things are three key areas I'd like to see turned around.